This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue Daf HaShoah. Today we are learning a sugya on Daf Chav Vav, which is a major sugya in Masechta Yevamos, and that is the concept of Chalitza Pesula. Now, we're going to begin by learning that Chalitza Pesula is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos regarding what exactly is Chalitza Pesula. So Rashi says that we're talking about a case that Rav mentioned where you had three sisters who were Yevamos that fall to two brothers, where we say the first brother, Yehuda, does Chalitza to Rachel, and Yisachar does Chalitza to Leah, and the third sister that falls, Bilhah, gets Chalitza from both. And the Gemara says the fact that they each do Chalitza to one indicates Yesh Zika. So, the fact that they both do Chalitza to the third one, indicates Yesh Zika. And the fact that they both need to do Chalitza also indicates that Chalitza Psula, you need to do Chalitza from both. Look at Rashi. Rashi de Beyamas Chalmidu Ka'amrit Tzricha Chalitza Mishneyem Kasavrit Yesh Zika V'havilei Chalitza Psula V'chalitza Psula Tzricha Lachzar. Says Rashi, Kaloimar Midu Ka'amrit Tzricha Chalitza Mishneyem, from the fact that it says you need Chalitza from both, Kasavrit, that means he holds Alima mitzvahs zikas yivamin, the mitzvah of the zika of yivam is strong. Lemirmei atarvayo, to throw him on both. V'hachalitza al karcha chalitza psulahi. This chalitza is for sure chalitza psula. Kaloi ma'arashi learns grua. Doesn't mean it's disqualified. It means it's inferior. Why? Shemrotza liyabim. The reason why chalitza is a chalitza gerua, because since if you wanted to do yibum, eino yachal, why can't they do yibum to Bilhah? Because Bilhah is both Levi and both Yehuda and Yisachar's achos chalitzasai, and achos chalitzasai. Here, hilchach lav mal yasi here. Therefore, it's not a good chalitza. But tzricha lachzar akulan, and therefore she needs to go and get chalitza from everyone. Deloy mifka zika de tarvayu bechalitza dechad, because the zika of both will not be removed with only one's chalitza. Why? Mishum de alima zika, the zika is strong. Viramya atarvayu, and it's placed on both of them. Rashi's mashma that if you would say ein zika, then the zika would not be placed on both of them. It would only be on the bias. This is what Rashi seems to be saying. In other words, yesterday we discussed in Shul what the Raya is, Yesh Zika. Apparently what Rashi's saying is, if Ein Zika, then this woman is just placed on the bias, and therefore the Chalitza of one of them should be sufficient. But now that we say Yesh Zika, that means there's Zika on both of them. So since there's Zika on both of them, now they both have to remove the Zika. And now that the Zika is strong, a inferior chalitza will not work. Why is it an inferior chalitza? Because you can't do yivam. So what we're going to try to explain today is what's the lumdus of that. Why should it matter that you can't do yivam, but I could do chalitza? Doesn't chalitza remove Zika? Why is chalitza only able to remove Zika if you could do yivam? And if you can't do yivam, then chalitza is not able to remove Zika? Why would that be? Now, let's speak out. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos has a different interpretation of what Chalitza Psula is. Look at Tosfos. Devei Amaschah v'Chalitza Psula Tzarech Lachzar. Loi k'may shepirish b'kuntres. Not like Rashi explains. D'chol hecha she'ena yachol yabim chashiva Chalitza Psula. That anytime you're not able to do yibum, it's considered a pasul Chalitza. D'ha amrina b'perek kama. Because we say in the first parak, gabe machzer grushasai, if somebody takes back his grusha, oihi, either her, oitzarasa, choyletzes, you do chalitza. And v'loi chashiva chalitzas grusha, chalitza psula, afagav, deni yachol yabma. Tosis is proving that Rashi cannot be correct. Because if you say the definition of chalitza psula is someone who you can't do yibum to, I'll find you a woman who you can't do yibum to, and you only have to do chalitza to one of the ladies. You don't have to do, we say, by Machzer Grushasai, either her or her tzara, you do chalitza. Aye, that's a chalitza psula, and chalitza psula should not be able to pater the tzara. So Rashi learns the definition of chalitza psula is when you can't do yibam. Tosis, on the other hand, look at the end of Tosis, four lines from the bottom, elanira l'ri, but it would seem to the ri, deloy chashiva chalitza psula, ela achos de kukasai, leman damar yesh zika. We only consider a chalitza psula, if it's the sister of a woman who's zakuk to you, leman damar yesh zika. Ay achos chalutzasa, you are the sister of your chalutza lekuleyama, according to everyone. Ubalas haget, ubalas hamaymar. Or a woman who is a balas haget, or a balas hamaymar, she's already received a get, or she received maymar. Debekulu kol shazika. Because in all these cases, the zika is weak. Why? The achay zikuka say damiel achay sishtoi. The sister of your zikuka is similar to the sister of your wife. The ain ba zika, that there's no zika. The achas chalutzasai ka achas grushasai. Basically, it is Tosis' opinion that the definition of chalitza psula is not a woman who you can't do yibum to, but chalitza psula is when the zika is weak. And when the zika is weak, then the ability to remove the zika is weakened. That's an interesting approach by Tosfos. Tosfos is of the opinion when the zika is weak, either because achos zekukasai, which is like achos ishtar, or achos chalutzasai, which is like achos grushasai. When the zika is weak, the chalitza's ability to remove the zika is also equally weakened. Okay, so I want to share with you a few nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosfos, and try to understand the Hesber of Rashi. Why would it be that if you can't do Yibum, then the Chalitza doesn't have the ability to remove the Zika? Why would that be? Chalitza is Chalitza is Chalitza. What difference does it make if you could or can't do Yibum? Let's look in the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, Yiroli, Shekach Hadin b'shtei Yivamos habayis mi bayis echad. If you have two Yivamos coming from one bayis, v'ha'achas mehena, one of them asura al yivam is asur on the yivam mishum shnia, al tzashnia, oy mechay ve'ilavin, or an isur the irai says alive, oy mechay ve'asei, shem chalatz la'asura loy hutro tzarasa. If you do chalitza to the asur one, it does not matter the tzara. Chalatz la'tzara hutro ha'asura. If you do chalitza to the tzara, the Aser one is permitted. Now, what kind of Chalitza Psula is this here? Is there a weakened Zika here? Is the Zika weakened because she's an Iser Drabbanon? Just you can't do Yibam, but there's no... When did we ever see that Zika is weakened when there is an Iser Drabbanon or a Chai Ve'lav? All this, the Gra writes... The Rambam is going lefishitas Rashi, that the definition of chalitza psula is a woman who you can't do yibam to. So if you can't do yibam to her because she's chayve lavin, or she's chayve yasei, or because she's iser drabanan, so it's not a weakened zika, but it's an inability to perform the mitzvah of yibam. You know, we never saw that the iser lav or iser drabanan would in any way interfere with the Zika. So the Gra says the Rambam goes like Shitas Rashi. Now I want to show you the Ramban. The Ramban adds a Hesber. Why would Chalitza be weakened because you can't do Yibam? So the Ramban says very interesting. Nirali, Tam Chalitza Psula Shetzricha Lachzar. It would seem to me the reason why Chalitza Psula, you have to go to all the brothers, Mishum Da'asa'uha Kipoiteres Hazika. Because when you have a chalitza psula, it's as if you're just pattering the zika. V'loy ki poiteras kedushin harishoinim shel ha'ach. But not that you're exempting the original marriage of the brother. What does that mean? What does Yibam do, Rabbi Yisai? When someone is Miyabim, a woman, so what happens? How could you be Miyabim the woman, but she's your brother's wife? You're not to live with your brother's wife. The answer is, the way Yibam works is, I'm taking the place of the brother. Yibam is, I am in lieu of the... My brother used to be married to you, and now I am supplanting the brother. I am in lieu of the brother. So when I could do Yibam, then the way Chalitza works is, Chalitza is in lieu of the Yibam. And Yibam is, I become the first brother. But if it's a Chalitza Psula because I can't do Yibam, then nobody would ever say that I'm supplanting the brother. Then the Lamdus is, I'm just removing the Zika you have to me. Okay, fine, that's the Zika you have to me, but my brother, you have Zika to my brother, so he has to remove the Zika you have to him. You see, if the way Yibam works is, I take the place, if Chalitza works, that it's in lieu of Yibam, and Yibam is, I take the place of the brother, so then, if I do a Chalitza Kshera, you know why my brother doesn't have to do Chalitza? Because it's like, this woman is still married to the original brother. It's just that I'm not doing Yibam, I'm doing that which replaces Yibam. But that's only if I could have done Yibam. But if I couldn't have done Yibam, then you can't say Chalitza is in lieu of Yibam, which is taking the place of the first brother. I actually did not understand this 15 minutes ago, but I think it's pretty clear. In other words, the way Yibam works is it's a replacement for the Achar. In other words, look at the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Chalitza psula mishum da asua kepoiteres hazika. It patters the zika v'loy kepoiteres kedushin harishayim shalach. It's not exempting the first kedushin of the brother. Dumya de get. Now the chalitza is like a get. Right? Chalitza is like a get. By the way, we do find in Shas that chalitza has a lamdus of a get because the Gemara in Kedushin wants to say that chalitza should be able to patter a woman, a married woman. In other words, you should be able to dismiss one's wife with chalitza kavachoymer from Yavama. That if a Yavama could get rid of the, if you could remove a Yavama with chalitza, you surely should be able to remove your wife with chalitza. So you see, chalitza has an element of gerushin. But that's when it's chalitza psula. When it's chalitza kshera, it's more than that. It's in lieu of the yibam. Shekshehi ru'uya labia. When she's roi for bia, v'habia shalzu poiteres al karchinu tsara. And of course, the bia of this man would exempt the tsara. So then, av hachalitza b'makam yibam kaima. The chalitza would take the place of yibam. Av kasheina ruya liyibam. But if she's not roi liyibam, asua kimagarish kedushel ha'achroinim beget. It's not like you're pottering the original Kedushin, but it's like you're being megaresh, the latter marriage, with a divorce. In other words, she used to be married to brother A. She was zakuk to me, so she's attached to me. And I'm doing chalitz and I'm removing her attachment to me. But how does that help my other brother? It has no effect on my other brother. It can only have an effect on my other brother if somehow we could get into the original relationship. She used to be married to brother A, and now if one of the brothers does Yibam, he's supplanting the original relationship. He's being mamale makam the original relationship. So that for sure exempts the whole bias. So chalitza, where you could have done Yibam, likewise exempts the whole bias, but not if it's a chalitza psula. V'chol achas patura ba'atzma, if it's a chalitza psula, each one has to be exempt on their own. K'shem shekedusha ba'atzma, since each one has its own dependent relationship with her. V'chein ba'achim, and likewise with the brothers. So the Ramban seems to be going l'fi Rashi's pshat, that the definition of chalitza psula is when you could not do yibam. And the reason why, in that case, everyone has to do chalitza is because yibam has the capacity to exempt the bias. It is poiteres kedushin harishonim. So chalitza could take the place, but only if you could have done yibam. So we have over here, this I believe is the Sefer Rishima Shiurim. Rishima Shiurim is Rabbi Yisrael Kalmanovich, where he just sort of spells this out. He says, B'shitas Rashi, in Rashi's Shita, Efshir Lefaresh, the Hageder V'zehu, here's the Geder, when Chalitza is in the place of Yibam, Yesh Ba Kiyum HaMitzvah Shel Abayis, you are fulfilling the mitzvah on that house. Umamela Niftaris HaYivama Mikolo Achen. And then the Yivama is pater from all the brothers. Kivan Shekvar Neskayimah Mitzvah, so since the mitzvah was already fulfilled. Ma She'en Kein Kishena Ruy Liyibam, as opposed to if she's not Ruy Liyibam, Ena Chalitza Pateris HaYivama Pateris Kiyum HaMitzvah. The chalitza doesn't exempt the yivama as a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Ela b'toras p'tur. It's only a disengagement. V'geirushin arushus hayavam. It's not. If chalitza is b'makom yibam, there's a kiyama mitzvah on the bayis. Otherwise, it's just a disengagement. V'alkein sach p'tur poiter l'chol yom z'nayatze. Then each yavam has to have a p'tur by itself. K'mashe kosav Rashi. Deloy mifka azika de tarvayu b'chalitza dechada. The zika of two will not be removed by the chalitza with one's chalitza. Mishum da alima zika v'ramya atarvayo, because the zika is strong and it's placed on both. Here, by the way, here he explains what the raya to yesh zika is. V'hainu the kivan shel man d'amar yesh zika. Since according to man d'amar yesh zika, yesh chalois zika b'fnei atzma l'chol yavam, there's a separate chalois of zika to each yavam. Mishum hachi tzarech patur nifrad l'chol echad. Therefore, you need an independent exemption for each one. Lahafkia es reshusay. Ma she'en kein lamanda omar ein zika. Now, Asi, this is the proof that yesh zika, because if you hold ein zika, there's no zika looming over every yavam separately. There's one zika on the bayis. So then, even a chalitza psula ein zika ein lechol yavam chaloy zika b'fnei atzma shetzarch lahafkia v'al kein sagi v'chalitza achas. If we were to hold Ein Zika, then even a Chalitza Psula would work, because there is no independent Zika on each brother. It's just one Zika on the bias. Okay, this was the easy part. And in your Zuchus, I want to just take it one or two more steps. We'll see if you can help me out here. There's a seemingly famous Chakira of the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi. In fact, by the way, one of the corrections on the Chanukah book, one of the final edits, was to say, Shaus Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. So the editor said, who's that? So it said he's the father of Yaakov Emden. So what do you mean? Who is he? You know? So we put in, okay, Reb Tzvi Ashkenazi. Okay. But Reb Tzvi, this is actually Simon Aleph. So if you want to sound like you're a Baki in the Chacham Tzvi, say over this Chakira, and nobody will know. It's just the first thing that he says in the Sefer. He says, V'tar chakiras chacham. We know that you need kavana by chalitza. Why do you need kavana by chalitza? Is chalitza a mitzvah? And therefore, just like mitzvos trichos kavana, chalitza needs kavana? Or is chalitza a kinyan? And kinyonim need kavana? And therefore, chalitza needs kavana. And there's a nafkamina. Says the Holy Chacham Tzvi, "V'tzar Chakiras Chacham." Yihach Kavana deBeinu Bechalitza. This Kavana that we need Bechalitza. Haynu Mitam deMitzvah Hi. Is it because it's a mitzvah? Ke'en Kavana haMitzvah is the Pasuk Roi VaPoiskim deMitzvah Strichos Kavana. Oy Ke'en Kavana haHaknois, or is it similar to the kavana that is required by transaction, the beina das koino makne, that you need the das of the owner, the koine, and the one who gives it over. Right? In other words, is the kavana here a kavana for a mitzvah, or is the kavana here a kavana for a transaction? Because the Gemara is going to say in Yevamos Nun Beis Amud Beis, ha'oider b'nechse hager, one who digs in the property of a ger. Right, we know that if a ger dies and he doesn't have relatives, his nechasim are hefker, yeah? So let's say somebody who's oider, he digs in it. Now technically, oider is a kinyan, right? The only thing is, the guy thinks that it belongs to the ger. Because savar shaloi hein loikani. If you think it's his, it's the ger's, you're not koina. You didn't have in mind to be koinet. So to chalitza, it's a kinyan. Or it's a kinyan where sort of you're makne the woman her own rights. And that's why you need kavana. If the kavana need chalitza is a kavana for a mitzvah, then it needs to be supplied at the time of the act. In kol mitzvahs, like all mitzvahs, you need to be mechavin at the time of the mitzvah, like we say in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tesam and Aleph. Niskavin shameyavla, niskavin mashmiya, lo yotza. If the listener was mechavin and the blower was not mechavin, you're not yotza, achim niskavin shameyav mashmiya, until the listener and the mashmiya are mechavin. Va'omer le Rabbi Zeira l'shamei, Reb Zera told his attendant, "Ichavin v'takali, have kavana and blow for me." Ubevadei achar kavana salev hein hein advarim. Now, certainly, after the kavana are the words, meaning the ikar is the kavana. We'll see what this means. If the kavana needed by chalitza is just the kavana that's needed for kinyan, even if that was not his mindset at the time he did the chalitza, tamater l'shuk. Let's say the guy knows, let's say the guy just has an awareness. When he takes off the shoe, she becomes mutter to the shuk, and he does chalitza to her, and he's not coerced at all. He's just not mechavein to release her. He just knows when he does remove the shoe, he is releasing her. We don't care about what he's thinking. Let's say he tells us afterwards, oh, by the way, I didn't have kavana, then we don't believe him. In other words, if a guy blows shofar and he says, by the way, I wasn't mechavein, then he's not yoytze. If a guy does chalitza with an awareness of what it accomplishes and he tells us afterwards, oh, by the way, I forgot to have kavana, then it's irrelevant because an awareness of what it accomplishes is all that's needed. You don't need the same level of active kavana. But the bottom line is, there's a chakira in the Chacham Tzvi. What kind of kavana is needed by chalitza? Is it kavanas ha-mitzvah or kavanas ha-kinyan? So Reb Nachum, let's see if we could figure this out, wants to say that the machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, regarding what is chalitza psula, is it like Rashi says, that when you can't do yibum, then the chalitza is inferior? Or is it like Tosfos says, that when the zika is weak, then the chalitza is not really as effective? This is dependent on these two tzedadim in the Chacham Tzvi. Let's see. V'inei aliba de Rav, pligi Rashi v'Tosfos. This is machloikis in Rav, who says chalitza psula is no good. It's machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi soiver, the chetei shetei chalitza psula. Rashi holds that for it to be chalitza psula, sagi b'hashi in a real yibam. It's sufficient that the woman is not fit for yibam. V'atoysu savri, the chalitza psula, daf gechad dekol shazikasa. Toysu sashita is not enough that you can't do yibam. You also need a weakened zika to create a situation of chalitza psula. V'hanira behezver machlukusam, says Reb Nachum, it would seem, in explaining their machloikis, dinei Chacham Tzvi chok aroid b'mitzvahs chalitza, Chacham Tzvi has a chakira, im hurak kedei shalei tisagen. Is it just a kinyan? We don't want the woman to be stuck for the rest of her life to this yavam, so you release her with a kinyan. Oidim have a mitzvah la gavra lachloitz. Or is it there's a mitzvah on the man to do chalitza? It's not just we don't want the woman to be stuck. It's a mitzvah. He has to put on tefillin. So under the circumstances, he has to do chalitza. V'hanaf gemino eichashu eino roitza b'yibam v'chalitza. Let's say like this. The guy says, I don't want to do yibam. I don't want to do chalitza. And she says, you know what? I don't really care. My husband died. I'm going to stay home and bake chocolate cake, and sew mittens for my kittens for the next 70 years. So he doesn't want to do yibam chalitza, and she's not pressing for it. So we say to her, but poor lady, you're not guna. She says, I don't care. I've never been so happy in my life. I was happy to get rid of my husband, she says. And I'm not interested in his brother. So let him do whatever he wants, and I'm going to do what I want. So that's Gufa, a very interesting nafkamina in the Chacham Tzvi. If it's a kinyan, so she doesn't want the kinyan, so don't do the kinyan. But if it's a mitzvah, we would force him to do the mitzvah, the same way we force him to do all mitzvahs. If you're going to take the first sad, that it's a kinyan, so she shouldn't be an agunain. She doesn't care. We would force him. The Chacham Tzvi seems to conclude it's a mitzvah on the Yavam. What's the explanation in this chakira? Im ha-mitzvah is chalitza hu machmas, ha-mitzvah is yibum, sha'olav. Is the pshat like this? Here's the explanation. Why would chalitza be a mitzvah? You know why? Because yibum is for sure a mitzvah. And if you don't want to do yibum, so then to remove from you the onus of mitzvahs yibum, you do chalitza to remove the onus of mitzvahs yibum. Im ha-mitzvahs chalitza machas ha-mitzvahs yibum sha'olav shekibin shemuchiv li'abma tzor chlazot chalitza li'abadu mitzvahs yibum. Since you're obligated to do yibum, you would have to do chalitza to exempt yourself from yibum. U'memela yidei ha-mitzvahs chalitza, memela through the mitzvah of chalitza, Matir Nami Lashuk, it happens to be, you're going to matir her Lashuk once you're at it. So in other words, the reason why chalitza would be a mitzvah is because you have a mitzvah to do yibam, you don't want to do it, to remove that chiyav, you do chalitza. Once you do chalitza, she becomes mutter Lashuk. Oida mitzvah chalitza, rakidei latir Lashuk, the whole mitzvah is only to release her. V'loi mitzvah mitzvah yibam sha'olav, it's not a way to get out of the mitzvah yibam. Venira Loimar, it would seem to say the Hasafek Hanal Mavur Begemara Bazah. This Safek is explained in the Gemara. The Ratzasa Gemara Loimar. The Gemara had a Havamina to say the Yibam Chosh of Epshalakaim Shnei De Chalitza. Remember the Gemara? The Gemara said, well, why would you, according to Reish Lakish, that when it's Epshur to reconcile both, then we're not going to say Asay De Chalitza. Asay could just do Chalitza. So that sad seemed to be saying that chalitza is actually a replacement of the mitzvah of yibum. That's like the first sad. They have a mitzvah of yibum, and to remove the onus of yibum, you do the mitzvah of chalitza. So kolam da yibum yachlasam bebezoy fine. That means yibum has two ways to go. Hey now yidei bia, you could do yibum through bia. Hey now yidei chalitza. When you do chalitza, you're even kind of the mitzvah yibam. But the maskana of the Gemara is, no, chalitza magim is nothing. Because chalitza is not a mitzvah, it's only a kinyan.
What about when we say that we don't want to be mevatel mitzvah yivamin, that includes chalitza? Because if it didn't include chalitza, then we could say that you're not being mevatel because he could have done chalitza in place of yibum.
Whenever we say mitzvah l'ka'am, also levata mitzvah yivamin, we say what? Do yibum. We say you're not allowed to do yibum. Why? Oh, you're saying also levata mitzvah yivamin is assuming that chalitza is the mitzvah, right?
Also, yeah.
Because if it wasn't the mitzvah, then l'chayra, you're being mevatel mitzvahs yivamin al yidei doing the chalitza.
Can I ask even more simply, according to the first tzad, that chalitza is a replacement of yibum, if there's no chiyuv of yibum, there shouldn't be a chiyuv of chalitza altogether. It's only doing it to take away yibum. If there's no yibum, there shouldn't be chalitza either.
Right. So you'd have to say that there are two things here. Chalitza takes the place of the mitzvah of yibum, and when there's no yibum, there's no mitzvah of chalitza, but there's still a kinyan aspect, right? So, she still needs to be released. Now, The Reb Nachum says, "Va'amna madayim yesh makom lestapik im nehi da gemara maska chalitza loy chashem bechal yibum." True, the Gemara concludes chalitza is not chashem makom yibum, which seems to be the Gemara's concluding that chalitza is not a mitzvah. Av mikom makom zeh nishar afilu fi amaskana da mitzvah yibum ka mechayvoy bechalitza. Haynu shachiv lachloy tzu kedei lafkia mitzvah yibum sha'olav. Meaning the question is, the Gemara had a Havamina that Chalitza is a mitzvah just like Yibam. There are two ways to do Yibam, either Bir or Chalitza. And the Maskana of the Gemara is, no, there are not two ways of doing Yibam, there's only one way of doing Yibam, Bia. But now in the Maskana, what's the Pshat? Is the Pshat Chalitza is a way to remove the Chiyuv of the mitzvah of Yibam? It's not a mitzvah, but it's a way of removing the Chiyuv of the mitzvah of Yibam. And then Asi then, the pshat would be, you're not mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum, because chalitza like exempts you from the mitzvah of Yibum. Oy, it's not exempting you from the chiyuv of Yibum. The chiyuv chalitza ain't a mistoy for mitzvah of Yibum. It's not really an offshoot of Yibum. El davarak mitzvah studis. It's like a separate thing to mater you l'shuk, but it's not removing upon you the onus of Yibum. The shaila is, the Havamina in the Gemara thought Chalitza is another option, another way of fulfilling Yibum. The Maskana is it's not. But is it the Pshat, it exempts you from the mitzvah of Yibum, or is it that it's just a way to exempt your Lashuk? So I think he wants to say that these are the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos.
You could say that Chalitza is inherently a mitzvah, but it's independent of Yibum. There's two separate things.
Right. So that's the other tzad. Chalitza is not a way to remove from upon you the responsibility of Yibum, but it's just a separate thing, like Michael's saying, a davar tzadis to exempt a woman l'shok. So I... Right. Mitzvah tzadis. You still didn't fulfill your main mitzvah, but you don't have to. You could sort of do this and free her. So we'll do one sad. Venira de Rashi sarva the chalitza have a mitzvah mitzvah yibam. Rashi holds chalitza is an offshoot of yibam. It's not an alternative to yibam, but it is a way of exempting you from that responsibility. Venimsa, the chol chalitza ba kedei lafki achi of yibam shalav. The chalitza comes to remove from upon you the responsibility of yibam. The chalitza zumu terasoisanami l'shuk. It also accomplishes this other aspect. So nasan, that's what you're asking. You're asking, well, if you can't do yibum, then you shouldn't do chalitza. It sounds like it does both. Umishum kach kishena ruya liyibum. Then lekel ameimar shachalitza nasas mipasam mitzvah yibum. You wouldn't say the chalitza is being done because of the responsibility of yibum. Shari ina ruya v'inolam mitzvah yibum. Nimtzadei chalitza rak kedei latir l'shuk levad. It's only going to permit you l'shuk. I'm sorry, I don't have the rest. Ulahachi have a chalitza grua. Dahare amaisa chalitza in anasas kemitzvasa. This is a low level chalitza because it's not a chalitza that you're doing the mitzvah of exempting yourself from the responsibility of yibum. Kedei lafkia mitzvazim shalav. Verak latir l'shuk reda. Umaduyik shaper ha derashi kari l'chalitza psul chalitza grua. Why is it a chalitza grua? It's a chalitza without the mitzvah element to it. But l'chayra, Tosfos cannot learn that way, because Tosfos learns there never is a mitzvah element in chalitza, because chalitza is not a mitzvah. Chalitza is just a side thing of removing her l'shuk. To have a rak chalitza kodu, machnas ein anasas k'mitzvasa. Therefore, Rav holds you need to go to all the brothers, because this chalitza is not is only a matir. Now, v'chol zeh, I'm sorry, I'm over here now. Sorry, you only have the first half. Apologize. V'chol zeh l'shitas Rashi. I didn't copy because I didn't know what to say. But now we do. V'chol zeh l'shitas Rashi. Av l'shitas ha-toisvis da chalitza rak la'atir l'shuk. Chalitz is only to matter woman. Tosfos can't learn that if you can't do Yibum, it's a low-level Chalitza. Because according to Tosfos, Chalitza has nothing to do with Yibum, right? Only Rashi could learn that Chalitza Grua is because you can't do Yibum, because Rashi learns the function of Chalitza is it's a mitzvah which removes from you the responsibility of doing Yibum. But according to Tosfos, that's not what Chalitza is. Chalitza is just a matter. So Tosfos cannot learn it's Grua because you can't do Yibum. It's got nothing to do with Yibum. Kiven shelo oyla meina chalitza ba mitzarach yib Yibum. Im kein ma ichma lam ba shen royal Yibum. Who cares if not royal Yibum? Dimi kamagam tzach la tiyo l'shuk. So it's a chalitza ma'alya. So therefore Tosfos learns a whole different mahalach, and I don't have a beer so clearly in what Tosfos holds, that when it's a weak Zika, then it becomes a weakened chalitza. That probably requires a separate point of eon. In other words, what does Tosfos hold? But I think we got a nice understanding of why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and what the lamdas of Rashi is. Rashi, the Gemara has a havamina that Yibum with chalitza is efshel l'kayim shneim, and the Gemara falls off of it in the maskana. The Gemara says chalitza makam Yibum lav klumhi, but what's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that it's not a mitzvah like Yibum, but it does remove from you, upon you, the responsibility of Yibum? Or does chalitza have nothing to do with Yibum at all? And that would seem, according to Menachem, to be the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, Rabbi Say, thank you so much. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see everybody Monday night. And any other time you want. And tomorrow, Monday, I think we're starting something new. We have to figure out the time of that in lieu of Tarma Devaira. Okay? Rabbi Say, have a great day. Shkayach. Thanks so much. Kol Tov. Okay, bye. Have a good day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.